a good day to get gone.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of January. Nice to have you along with us. Jennifer Horn is happy you're here. Rich McFadden is happy you're here. Ken Kessler is happy that you are here. We're following some of the stories, things that you need to know about what's happening today. Also, a reminder, don't forget to please, especially if you're going through a rough patch and think that negative thinking has become more important to you than positive thinking, would you please take a moment to think about what you're thankful for? And you can prove it by posting it on your Facebook page, or you can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and tell us for just your own sake and for the creative juices to flow in others. What are you grateful for? What is there that's going on in your life that is really cool, all right, that takes you out of that negative place that you're in? Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments, talking about a couple of things. One, a common ailment at this time of year, and another, not so common. So the focus on the essence of your health, the Good Day program, focused and worried about those who are in the winter storm areas, bitter cold, don't go out unless you're wrapped up. The animals, same thing. You know, I mean, it's just common sense stuff. Make sure that your car has lighter oil. This is one of the things people forget more often than not. When you get your car serviced this time of year, don't use the same oil that you use in the summertime. Put in a lighter viscosity oil so the car will not work so hard to get started. It takes, when the oil is thick in the crankcase, it takes a lot more. If you have a compromised battery, you could well have a dead one. At this time of year, more batteries are sold than any other time of year.
Because I just bought one last week, $100.
There you go.
$110.
Yeah.
Bucks.
I remember when they used to be $60, Richie? You could buy a good one for $49.95. Can't that not anymore. $89.
I remember
bucks,
when milk was
bucks.
A buck, too.
Yeah.
A gallon.
I sell it for $11, so what does that tell you?
That's right. Pricey.
It is.
It's raw
like
milk.
Raw milk. Yeah. Very, very, they're interested in raw, say it again, Doug. Raw milk. All right, so what else have we got? Jennifer, you have been following a story of a fellow in Texas trying to clear his name after he was arrested and cited for violating a city ordinance. He was protesting. I thought this was a free country. Why
it
can't
is.
You hang up signs?
But
yeah, right. It did. It used to be. All right. So what's the story on this guy's having to work through?
This guy was arrested and cited for violating a city ordinance for holding up a homemade sign warning drivers about speed traps. So he's sitting out in the middle of the road. I think in kind of like the island. You know, he's standing out there holding it, saying, "Hey, watch out, speed trap up ahead." He was arrested last October after a police officer saw him standing in the median and El Dorado Parkway in Frisco holding a sign that read "Police Ahead," letting drivers know that an officer was waiting on the opposite side of the nearby bridge. In the police report, apparently this guy's no stranger to the police. The police had seen him doing this a few other times that month, holding the sign warning people, and they accused him of trying to interfere with the department's speed enforcement operations. So, Martin said, this guy says, he's not opposed to speed traps, but he's concerned about what he calls unsafe practices by officers running the speed enforcement. And he's filed several complaints with Frisco police about their conduct along that busy stretch of the highway. He says that they hide behind signs and they use their motorcycles sitting on the road with the sun going down without lights or anything. He says it's unsafe, not just for the citizens, but also for the police officers that are being asked to do this. So, what do you think? I mean, you think this is something that he should have even been taken in for? He's pleaded not guilty.
No, we've had this is the same kind of stuff as happens when somebody flashes their lights on the highway. Some policeman stops them.
Right.
You can't arrest somebody for that. You can't arrest somebody for this.
I was saying hello to my mother.
You're arrest
passing
him.
By.
Right. Exactly.
Prove it.
It's going to stick.
Right.
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 Exactly. Yeah. But it's more of the kinds of things that make people so dislike the police and authority in general. This is why the police have so much trouble with their public relations, because of foolish stuff like this. A rogue officer, or somebody who thinks he's smarter than everybody else, and in fact he's not that
just
bright.
Just because they've probably seen this guy a few times, so you know now he's becoming an annoyance to them.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. You don't arrest people for being annoying. If that were the case, I'd be in jail for life.
God, wouldn't that be great?
888-302-3684. Manager, I said that quickly so Richie wouldn't have a chance to
respond with it.
Yes, right.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment, talking about a common ailment at this time of year and how to deal with it, and then something that may not be so common. So a couple of different important items from the medical world up next here on Good Day. It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
The Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
How to get an amazing deal on a great used car. Start with the most durable, longest-lasting brand in its class. Have it thoroughly inspected by a trained technician and reconditioned to meet Honda certified standards. And you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1988 through 2012 for Honda and competing brands.
Hi, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Noted Nuka chiropractor. I actually asked somebody the other day, I'm trying to remember the circumstances, but I was in a professional meeting, and I was talking to somebody about special care, and I was talking to my trainer. That was what I was, and we were trying to figure out a program for me, and this guy was talking about what happens. He was wondering what about my neck, why I couldn't stretch my neck all the way around. And I said that I had, you know, basically nothing left of my neck, according to my Nuka chiropractor. And he looked at me surprised that, you go to a Nuka chiropractor? And I said, yeah. He said, well, there aren't many around. And I said, no, but they're good if you can find them. And he agreed with that. His neck is not as long as... Does it make a difference, by the way, whether you have a long neck or a short neck, as to how Nuka chiropractic...
Yeah, how do you treat, like, mafia guys who have no neck?
Yeah, or people who have long necks.
Very delicately.
Ah, sweet. Yes. All right, so that's the...
Well,
that's
actually, the actually how many cervical vertebrae are there in the neck of a shrew? Seven. How many cervical vertebrae are there in the neck of a giraffe? Seven. An elephant, seven.
Everybody's got the same amount of how long their neck.
Yeah, that's right. All
really?
Vertebrates. Anything with a spine has, except for the animals that swim in the ocean, everything on four legs on the land or two legs on the land have seven cervical vertebrae. They're just different sizes, obviously, between a giraffe and a little tiny mouse or a shrew. Hmm. So I have women who have what I consider model necks. They, you know, their heads are sitting so high off their shoulders. I've got some other people that their necks are so short it's very difficult to
get. So women with long necks. Women with long necks.
It can sometimes be very difficult because of the leverage effect.
Hmm.
The fact that you've got this 10, 12, 13-pound bowling ball for a skull sitting on top of a little tiny 2-ounce bone underneath of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes people with shorter, stouter necks have a better base of support than somebody with a longer neck.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's exceptions on both sides. But sometimes a really beautifully formed neck can be very difficult to stabilize at first.
That's a good way of getting out of that one, Jack. Thank you. All right.
Yes.
Two
I learned from you.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm around a delicate long neck. The essence of the flu and whether or not it manifests in different forms. You and I talked a couple of times this week because I had an upset stomach that didn't seem to want to go away, and I didn't feel badly in any other way except my stomach was upset. And at first I thought it was something I ate, and then it stayed for a while. And I think we more or less conclude that it was some kind of a stomach bug or a flu bug?
Yes, it probably was.
It just goes into your stomach
probably
and
was.
Stays there and doesn't go anywhere else.
Well, depending on your dietary history as to how much protein one consumes is how much the walls of the stomach have been trained to release enough hydrochloric acid, which is your real first barrier in the digestive system to outside viral or bacterial influences. And if you have really good, strong hydrochloric acid in the stomach, usually stomach flus and other kinds of problems like that won't affect you much. If you have more of a vegetarian diet where the acid has been trained to not be that strong, you can end up with a bit of a stomach flu that's going to hang around longer than you want.
So is that my case? Because I don't eat a lot of protein.
I'm trying to be gentle about
it. I know you are. That's why bother. Yeah, no. So because I don't eat much, I don't eat any meat. I eat fish here and there, but I haven't had a lot of fish. I have this new protein shake that I'm using called Sun Warrior, I think it's called, because it's not based in animal fat. It's based in plant fat. And I wonder, I started taking that earlier in the week when I had this really uncomfortable, really unpleasant couple of days. My stomach was inside out, upside down, and not producing anything that was particularly worthwhile.
You know,
I'm criticized if I talk any more about gas or bodily functions. So I'll
Jack, I have
good
to say
because
something.
You bring
I have
up a
to say something here.
Yeah.
I have to say something here. Plant fat will not give you the full complement of vitamin A, D, E, and K that animal fat will. Now, that doesn't mean your diet has to be all animal fat. And there are fats in plants, flaxseed oil, this kind of stuff. But it will not give you the full complement of vitamin A and D, which can only be derived from animal fat, primarily deep ocean wild fish.
Yeah, all right.
So we all hear about the caveman diet, which is basically plants, gluten, and meats and whatever. Is there such a thing as a pre-caveman diet? Like, before we had fire, we didn't eat meat, right? So, like Adam and Eve, the Adam and Eve diet, I would call it.
Apples.
Yeah. How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
30 seconds. Right. Make it fast.
Okay, right. Listen. When you study the mummified remains of the hunter-gatherers, and you study the mummified remains of those who were raised and lived and died in agricultural climes, the hunter-gatherer bones are still as hard as steel today. And today in an agricultural society, we can't get a woman's bones hard past 50 years old.
All right.
Bottom line.
There it is. So let's go back to where's the club? Give me the club. I'll go out and take care of everything. 21
there
after Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, jackstockwell.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Quickly, the top songs this week in 1984 in a way that will connect you to some memories, some emotion. This was Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride, number five. I think it was the only song he ever had.
One hit wonder, yeah.
Yeah, I think
But it was a fun hit.
All right, so that's number five this week in 84. Number four belonged to the Romantics.
Oh, wow, their other hit.
Talking in Your Sleep.
What are you implying there, Rick?
Actually, they had three songs. Obviously, What I Like About You being the big one, and then and then this one here. Yeah, let me get the good stuff here.
Never did anything for me.
They had one other song, and I cannot remember what it is. Ken, do you remember?
One in a Million.
I guess, yeah.
So, number five, Matthew Wilder didn't do anything for me. It obviously did something for somebody because it was number five. The Romantics, number four. This one did it for me, though. Number three.
Boy George.
What a character. A real character, absolutely.
But that picture of you and him and Uri and your daughter,
Megan, yeah,
is probably one of the more disturbing pictures I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's burned a little spot in my brain. Like, can I get it out?
Anyways, George O'Dowd.
Wow.
But name it. What a man.
So
a
creative,
character.
Though.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Crazy as a loon, but so creative.
Yeah, just being around him and seeing, you know, how he came across in person. Richie's referring to an event that Uri took me to with Megan when she was still studying in England. The two of us went to a show that was the life story of Boy George. That's really, it was sort of an off-Broadway type of thing in London. And Uri decided he wanted to go, and he brought me and Megan. And it was very uncomfortable, frankly. I didn't like it at all. And he knew I didn't like it. And that's one of the reasons he wanted to take me. He says, you need to have more exposure to things you don't like.
So he took you to see Boy George.
He took me to see Boy George.
So when you were introduced to Boy George, what was the...
Excuse me.
Did
what?
You shake his hand? Did you
yes.
hug him? What?
He didn't have a... He was, most gay men do not shake hands well. They don't have a good firm grip.
You can't say that. There are plenty of gay men that have a nice, comfy handshake.
I've never shaken hands with him. Let's bring... My experience is... How about if I put it this way? My experience is that
smart.
Shaking the hands of the gay men, many of the gay men that I've met in my life, I did not feel
of
like
the ones
was a
that
good...
you know are gay. What about
and
the
I
ones that you
have
had no clue?
Dance.
What?
What about the ones that you have no clue they're gay? You just shook their hand, you met them, and then you never knew they were gay.
Yeah. Well, if I don't know, then there's nothing to talk about.
So if every man that gives you a fish handshake and you don't know their sexuality, would you assume they're gay?
No. Never assume.
You know what I hate? Is like when you shake somebody's hand and you don't get your hand in there right.
Oh, that's gross. And then they think you have a bad hand.
Right. And then they think, Or, so now if I shake your hand, you think I'm gay.
Or you just come out of the bathroom and your hands are still kind of like cold and wettish, you know?
Yeah.
And so then you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I just washed my
hands. So when you go for the handshake and you don't get the good grip, do you go back for like number two? Like, come on, shake my hand again.
No, because then it's just uncomfortable.
Let's get to let's get away from the culture of gayness to number two.
This was
when they were friends. McCartney and Jackson, Say, number two during this week in 1984.
Remember the video? Kind of weird.
Yeah, a little bit. This is right around when Paul McCartney was telling Michael Jackson you should buy music rights to become rich. So he went out and bought the Beatles.
And he became rich.
Yeah, he became rich.
That's right. Good advice. Number one this week, yes. This song
guess
never
what?
Did anything for me either. What? Guess what? What?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. All right. So this was the number one song during this week in 1984. We've compiled all of the information, and you have it now. Doug's Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Do you yearn to go someplace in a crisis?
I felt like I just can't die without seeing Venice. So while I was ill, I planned a trip, and afterwards I went there, and I just felt like it was kind of a full circle moment where I got to do this thing that I really wanted to do.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Author Alice Hoffman is a breast cancer survivor. Now in her first nonfiction book, she talks about her illness.
All of a sudden, I was in the wrong movie because I wasn't the person that became a patient, that became ill. I was the caretaker. I was the one that cared about other people when they were ill.
Some friends dropped away.
And what I've realized now is that it may have nothing to do with you. It may be they have issues about hospitals or illness or their own personal history.
Alice Hoffman's story is called Survival Lessons. It's about coping, acceptance, taking care of yourself, and finding joy. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No blues here, not allowed. 888-302-3684. Let's check with Ken Kessler and find out what the trends are before we get to some of the hot news stories of the morning. And actually, some of the things going on this week may be things that we'll talk about for the rest of the week. In the meantime, trending on Twitter, let's see, it's facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter, @Good Day Show, email to Doug@DougStephan.com, or Rich@DougStephan.com, or Jennifer@DougStephan.com, or Ken@DougStephan.com, 888-302-3684 always connects to us as well. So where are we cooking with gas, seeing as they're running out of propane some places? Where is there enough gas?
There's some gas in Texas, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. All right, so Kenny, what's the update?
Lots of people checking in with just how cold it is this morning as another polar vortex or whatever it is ripping through the East Coast. Jay says it's 12 in Virginia. Good morning. Still snowing and 20 in Dennis, Massachusetts, says Yvonne.
Dennis is on the Cape, yeah.
5 below in Oakland, Maryland in the mountains, says Patty. And 20 degrees in Salt Lake, says Tim.
Really?
25 in Brownwood, Texas from Bobby. And he says it was almost 70 yesterday.
That's heading east.
Yeah, that's what we had. So we had 60-some degrees Monday, and then bam,
yeah,
here we are.
It'll be back again. It'll be in the 50s on Sunday.
Not here.
Yeah. It'll be 30s on Saturday, 50s on Sunday.
Call my weatherman and tell him that then.
I will. Give me his number.
Okay.
All right, what else?
Lots of gratitude posts. We posted our daily gratitude entry. You had said you were grateful for the books that you have been reading lately. And Jay said he's cleaning out his greenhouse to get ready for spring, and he's thankful that he was taught to grow his own food.
Yeah, good for him. That's one of the great saving graces of people who decide that they want to be close to the land. You can grow, if you have one of those pots on your window, you can grow all kinds of stuff there if you're clever about it. All right, is that it, Kenny? You want to do some more?
A couple more. Janet says she is grateful for the extreme kindness and giving of someone in Germany who has donated stem cells to a friend so he may fight his Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow. Richie, did you ever have, you had Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Uh-huh.
What, was there ever any discussion
about using stem cells?
No,
or any other
that's
kind of
usually
research?
Only when it gets into your marrow, into your bone marrow.
I got it.
That you need to go to that.
Yeah. Luckily, yours was caught before that.
Well before that, yeah.
Yeah, good. All right, Kenny, Michael, good. Thank you. Right, go ahead.
Michael, who is in New Hampshire, says he's grateful for his pellet stove and fuel oil.
There you go. It's very inexpensive to have a pellet stove, or even a wood stove is even
I'd
better.
I'd love to have a pellet stove. They're great.
Yeah, but wood stoves are better because they just the wood's everywhere. Just chop it and burn it. 888-302-3684. Okay. So Jennifer is on to something that is now, I'm noticing this really prevalently. Mm-hmm. I probably get a dozen of these scam notices a day, and I'm wondering why all the increased activity. Is it just me, or are the Richie, are you seeing them? Kenny, are you seeing more and more of these
scams? I got a new one this last week. You know, usually you get the Nigerian king that needs you to just hold some money for him for a couple days, and then he'll split it with you. Because I do that all the time.
Or you get
with
the one.
Savings.
This is the one I see the most. Help, I had to come to London, and I got mugged, and I have no money to get back.
And they'll actually post on your wall. You know, a friend of mine on Facebook actually had had someone hack in and say that his house burned down and he needed help, which is kind of bizarre. But the one that I got this week is that I was involved in a court case in Chicago, and I needed to click on some link to claim my court documents, and it looked very legit. But, hello, I haven't been to Chicago in forever, so I can't imagine that I'd be involved in a court case, knock on wood. So I didn't click anything, and then Ken just told me he got the same kind of notification. So that's the newest scam, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, so it's the story of this woman out here in California who was dumb enough to follow the trail for a while, and it cost her 300 G's.
Oh, that story.
Well, what did you think of it? We were talking about scams. Where are you going?
Target.
Target's after this. We started talking about
I was going to Target. Yeah. But okay. This is a story out of San Jose, Dougie. This woman was duped. She lost $300,000 after she actually fell for one of those Nigerian scams that we were talking about. This was a Nigerian scam artist that went to ChristianMingle.com. You all see those commercials about it. And according to the Santa Clara County Deputy District Attorney, the man posed as a guy named David Holmes, an Irish citizen working on a Scottish oil rig. And he wooed this woman with flowers, phone calls, text messages. So it wasn't just that she was getting emails. I mean, she was getting actual stuff from this guy.
But she never met him.
She never did. But in her defense, you start getting flowers and phone calls and real text messages, you kind of maybe fall for it. I guess the guy used a picture of a male model on his profile. And then here's where it gets fishy. Convinced the woman to invest $500,000 into this fake oil rig that he was working on. She dipped into her retirement account. She refinanced her house just so that she could afford this money to give him. The good news is the guy was busted when his Skype and his email addresses were traced back to Nigeria. But still, she's out not a full $500,000. She's out $300,000, which is still a big chunk of change.
People are so silly. But there are all these. The other day, we followed one on the air, and I said to Richie, there was a phone number attached to it. Just call this number. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't you just call that? And Richie said,
no,
you call it.
$10,000. Yeah, because they'll charge you
$10,000.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Don't call the phone number. Don't respond to any of this stuff.
It could be a phone bank on the Cayman Islands, and as soon as you connect, boom,
$1,000,
$1,500.
Perfect. Yeah. And you probably could fight it and probably could win, but it's still a great inconvenience.
It's so funny because this is the new crime now. It used to be that people could just come up on the street, good old-fashioned robbery. You don't even have to do that anymore.
Come up.
Right.
It's so just, it's not personal.
The new crime
is not personal.
Is what's going on at Target right now. That's the new crime.
It is.
So what is going on at Target?
All right, so these two Mexican citizens were arrested in Texas at the border yesterday, and they used account information that was stolen during the big Target security breach to buy tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. They had over 96 Target cards in their possession, fake Target cards, obviously, created in the image of these people whose identity was stolen. Now, according to a spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service, they said Tuesday that an investigation is ongoing about the possibility of the link between that and then the Russians that actually kind of took responsibility. That's where this whole thing was traced back to. So how did it end up in Mexico? That's what they're looking for the link to. The McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez said Mary Carmen Garcia and Daniel Dominguez, both from Monterrey, Mexico, had used cards containing the account information of South Texas residents stolen from Target. They were purchasing tons of stuff from retailers in the area, Best Buy, Walmart, Toys R Us, not just Target. And then they were selling the stuff and, I guess, heading back to Mexico with all of their newfound fortune.
All right, a couple of items from, excuse me, the dum-da-dum-dum. First of all, story that you can read at DougSteffen.com about a family from Dora, Alabama. This sounds like the beginning of the, what was the name of that show where they found Buddy Ebsen was in it? The
Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly Hillbillies, right. So anyway, this is a family from Dora, Alabama, lost their home. The fellow who owned the house decided to try and clean up toilet paper. The residence was toilet papered. They call it TP'd, right? And
Oh, you mean someone went and TP'd the house?
Yeah, right, right. Exactly. So the lady that owns it herself were cleaning up the mess all over the house, and they were trying to get the toilet. And they thought, you know what? This is a lot of work. Let's just burn the toilet paper.
Never a good idea.
Nobody was injured. The homeowner's insurance will allow the folks to rebuild their home.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Because to me, that screams scam.
To me, that screams, that's why my insurance rates are so high, is
right.
Because idiots like this are burning down their own homes. Your stupidity should not crank my rates up.
All right, so here's another stupid person. The police chief of Connersville, Indiana, David Counselor, promoting his candidacy for Fayette County Sheriff.
Counselor.
This is my favorite story of the week, by the way.
40 caliber Glock handgun accidentally discharged while he was at Wolf's Gun Shop.
Oh, no.
Chief Counselor was off duty at the time, said he'd been examining a handgun similar to the one he carries. He said, I need to pay more attention. I know what dangers there are. It was pure carelessness on my part.
He got it tangled up in his clothes. That's what
the
problem was.
Putting Glock into his holster after he removed it to compare it to the newer Glock. He got it tangled up, was wearing a sweatsuit and a fleece jacket. I felt the gun go into the holster and I pushed it in, but it was tangled in the material.
Oopsie.
And the gun fired. It went into his leg and he hit the floor.
It's kind of like that video that did the rounds on YouTube and Facebook. Did you see it? Where the guy was teaching people about responsibly stowing your gun and he shot himself in the foot.
Oh, no.
And then he's on camera, and he's in front of a group of people, so he has to pretend like it didn't hurt.
Right.
It's actually the funniest video. I'll post it on our Facebook page. Yeah. It's way too funny to pass up.
Hi, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. You've heard me talk a lot about Heart Factors Plus. Boy, am I getting more information every single day. Those of you who can stick around to hour number 6, you're going to want to hear the latest when it comes to protecting your brain, that valuable asset you can't live without. And one of the things that's going to come out in the research, or that has come out in the research and it's going to come out in the report, is how important it is to have nitric oxide in your system. And there are all kinds of ways of getting it. We have one that is very easy and also inexpensive. It does what nitric oxide does best, and that is improve your cardiovascular health, improve your circulation. It's called Heart Factors Plus because what happens in essence is the all of the vital connective tissue in your body that allows the blood to flow through it and feed your body is improved. All of that whole situation is improved by you having nitric oxide opening up the veins and the arteries, getting the blood around. And so you have heard me say there were a number of people that have sent notes to me about Heart Factors Plus. It maintains healthy blood pressure. Check. It keeps your arteries clean. Check. Improves overall circulation. Check. Gets blood to your brain. Check. Gets blood to your muscles. Check. So if you want to have all of those things regularly taken care of, then you need Heart Factors Plus. Take a couple of capsules every day. Get a free bottle when you call 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen. Not only do you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus, but you'll also get a brand new CoQ10 fish oil formula supplement. for trying Heart Factors Plus. So call 800-577-8560. Get blood all around your body so that your body is healthier and you'll have better blood pressure. Everything about this is just superb. It's terrific. It's Heart Factors Plus. You get it direct from the manufacturer. Cut out the middleman. Call 800-577-8560.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. It was Boston beer.
Do you ever wonder why the sky is blue and not hot pink or green or something? You used to. Then scientists figured it out and explained it has something to do with molecules. Now you don't have to wonder about the sky anymore. And you don't need to wonder about your taxes either. Because TurboTax explains things before you even get a chance to wonder. Like, why did my refund just... Your refund just went up because you donated a couch last year. Oh. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At Clear Choice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight?
Not me.
Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. Hiya, gang. This is the Dugger along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn.
Here we go.
All right. So,
bing bong.
There's a story at DougSteffen.com today that was in here, I think, especially for me because I love the Waffle House. And there are now new waffles that will help you keep focused. If you thought that they'd added caffeine to everything possible, it is now possible that you were wrong, because our discovery at DougSteffen.com is that there are new waffles that are being cooked with caffeine inside of them. Caffeine-wired waffles.
Really?
Yeah. Caffeine.
So you get your carbs and your caffeine all in the same shot.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
What a genius invention.
This is a Starbucks thing, or where is this, Kenny? Where are they?
It's just a company that makes them, like Eggos.
There you go.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Time for Movie Moments. We start with movie music. The Spice Girls, Jennifer, from the movie Spice World, called Spice Up Your Life. Can you imagine this was number one song and also the number one movie?
I saw it in the theater.
1997.
You did?
I sure did.
Wow. Yeah. What did you think of it when you saw it?
It was horrible, but I liked it.
Okay.
You can shut up. 10 bucks. I used to love the Spice Girls. They were fun. The movie was terrible. And I remember I was the only one in the... Well, my friends and I were the only ones in the theater except for some creepy guy sitting by himself in the back.
Ew. Really?
What are you doing back there, Mr. Gross?
All right, anyway,
wow.
Let's move into our, we have a number of things in the movie news department today. Kenny can contribute as well as Richie and Jennifer, because Chucker is not here. This is his specialty. This is where he gets to shine, but he's stuck in the snow.
It's
so
cold.
Here we are, and we have a contest that goes to the number one movie during this week in 1982. This is a tearjerker. You may have, it appeals to an older audience, I guess that would be the way of putting it, because of the stars and the theme. But that's okay. There are a lot of people that went to it that were just sensitive and loved this kind of a movie. Wasn't me.
I've on Golden Pond.
Oh, okay. So much for our...
Really? Seriously?
Did I get it?
Wow. 55 past the hour.
I was going to go with Howard the Duck, but all right.
No way.
Movie news.
There is no way.
In a matter of
way
moments.
To go, Rich.
Kenny, you want to break the bad news?
Hold on a minute.
You want to dance? Oh, would you rather just suck face?
Oh, my God. I got it.
Crazy.
All right. We'll
Doug
send the
Stowe
slow prize
doesn't like you right now. Yeah.
He'll get the slow prize when he deserves to get it. All right.
Well, apparently you pretty much gave it away before you even had a clue.
How did I pretty much give it away? I said it was a nice, sweet, sensitive movie. You'll probably cry.
Appeals to an older crowd.
And appeals to an older... What, that's the only movie that has ever been produced that appeals to an older crowd?
Good,
give me a break.
I prefer the sequel on Golden Shower.
Shut up.
Moving along.
All right. We'll pause for a moment. We may come back. We may not come back. Oh, or at least some goodness. Of us may come back, and some of us may not come back.
I push the buttons. I'll
after
be back.
These words.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. It was Boston.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway, with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
All right, so in terms of movie news today, Kurt Russell, who had a role in the next Fast and Furious, says he's told they're not sure they're going to produce another film because of the death of Paul Walker. Was he that important to the franchise?
I cannot imagine that they would stop that franchise.
I couldn't imagine.
He was that important, though. I mean, he was he and Vin Diesel are like who the story was about. I mean,
yeah.
You
well,
know.
Who have they got to replace? I don't think Kurt Russell is his part was going to replace.
No, I think
Paul
he was already
Walker.
Cast.
Oh no,
alive.
Right, he was casting already.
Mm-hmm.
So who is there? There has been some scuttlebutt, hasn't there, about who would replace him? Sort of.
I thought I heard some talk about
his brother. Maybe that's what I had heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Hmm. Okay. Let's see here. Movies that opened on this date, 1999. Gloria, remember? Gloria,
like
big
me.
Mouth, big attitude, but who knew that she had a big heart? It was Sharon Stone and Kathy Moriarty, Bonnie Bedelia. You remember that George C. Scott was in it, too?
No, I don't remember that.
Not a great movie.
Hey, I think we're going to have Bonnie Bedelia on the show here in the next few weeks.
Good. All right. Didn't somebody else want to make a point here before I occupy all the time?
I was watching Jay Leno last night and saw
Adam Sandler. Yeah.
On it. Mm-hmm. When did he become his grandfather? He's wearing, like, ratty looking sweatpants and t-shirt now.
Corduroys.
He looks like he's not shaving. He looks very unkempt. It was very funny. He's still Adam Sandler.
He's a funny guy.
But he looks like an old man now.
Really?
Yeah, it's really disturbing. He's only 47.
Yeah.
But he looks like an old, unkempt man.
Really?
Yeah.
Unkempt.
Unkempt.
That too.
Yeah, that.
All right. Produces good movies, funny stuff, good sense of humor. A lot of nice sort of chick flicks, too, come out of his outfit. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.